voice a prayer request or a prayer that's on your heart. I have your line open. You will be heard by me and all the rest of us. And you can lead us in prayer. Just state your desire to do so and what you'd like to pray for so that we can have the power of agreement to the maximum in our midst. Once again, thank all of you for joining us in these few moments. We're going to begin by praying different. That's what we're doing on this broadcast on a daily basis. We're praying differently. We're praying great things. We're praying with purpose and on purpose. And it's about our joy and God's glory. God exercises, or rather gives to us, fullness of joy as we are obedient to Him. Coming up in a week or two, it's probably less than a week, there's an event that's going to occur for 30 days, and it's called Ramadan. It's a religious event that's celebrated by the Muslim world. And we want to pray during that time. We want to pray each day for a particular or specific area of the Islamic world. As we pray through those days, you'll gain a better understanding and a heart for Muslims as God does. God has a wonderful heart towards the Muslim nations and Muslim individuals. So each day we'll focus on a specific area of the Islamic world, and that will begin on July 8th and end on August 7th. And I'm sure that God wants us to do this because He promised that He'll give to His Son the nations. That's all the nations of the world. He says, ask of me, Psalm 2, and I'll give you the nations for possession and the utmost parts of the earth. So there's no nation that will be avoided by God in His attempt to redeem mankind. No nation. And God owns the whole earth and all the people in it. That means He owns everybody and every nation. Now, I tell you, a neighbor, should we get that kind of heart, that's exactly what God is after. So we'll be praying for 30 days on a specific area of the Islamic world and to people who were missionaries to bring the light to the Muslims. So let's begin to prepare ourselves for that. Right now, again, please be invited to pray or voice a praise report or a request. Now, I want to lead us in a prayer from Psalm 51. And if you would focus on that for a moment with me and have the heart of agreement, we believe in God for what He has written there through the prophet David. Heavenly Father, we ask for Your mercy to come on us. According to Your tender mercies and Your steadfast love, blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly and repeatedly from our iniquity and any blood guiltness, and cleanse us and make us pure from our sin. We want to consciously, O Lord, be before You in a clean state, in a clean mode. You are our righteousness. So we leave our transgressions, our sin, and our iniquity at the foot of the cross, knowing that the great work that you've done is sufficient to cleanse us, to bring your forgiveness to us, and to restore us to righteousness, separating us from all unrighteousness. Purify us, Lord, with your anointing. Cause us to be sin-free. Help us to hear your joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones you have broken rejoice once again and be completely healed. Have mercy on us and hide your face from our sins. Blot out all our guilt. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit and a steadfast spirit in us. Cast not us from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us, O Lord, the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. We will teach transgressors your ways, O Lord, and sinners shall be converted and then returned to you. Heavenly Father, deliver us from any blood guiltiness and death. You are the Lord of our salvation. We will sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open our lips and our mouth shall praise and bring forth your goodness. We pray, Lord, that you will delight in our sacrifice. The sacrifice we bring up a broken spirit and a contrite heart. So therefore we humble ourselves in complete repentance before you, and we do this in no other name than the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has provided for us. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Well, I trust that you would agree that that's a prayer that we need, a prayer that is meaningful, a prayer that certainly the Lord himself will hear. Well, I have a prayer request before us for deliverance from a spirit of epilepsy, someone who requested on behalf of another person prayer because this person has what is called absence seizures. Now, while we pray this, all our listeners, I would hope, if you know of a situation like that, or if that's your particular case, that you would believe with us, stretch your faith, engage in this prayer as we pray for God to bring deliverance to this individual who constantly is thrown by these seizures. Now we speak to that spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we come in the authority that you've given to us. We stand in the power that you've given to us under the anointing that you have and has poured out upon us. Father, we lift up this person that has these seizures. Father, that's not your plan and that's not your purpose, but we send your word right now of deliverance, and we speak peace to their body, to their spirit, to their mind, even now, that they would be delivered completely from this situation, this set of circumstances. And Father, if there's a spirit involved, we speak to that spirit right now and say, be gone. Take up your weapons and flee. Leave this person alone. Exit in the name of Jesus. and we open the gate. Even as we close the gate to the adversary, we open the gate to the King of Glory, because he reigns in majesty. Come in, take up your place, Lord, on the throne of that person's heart and life, reigning in peace and in majesty. We thank you for their deliverance right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we believe in you, Lord, for praise report of deliverance, of healing, of renewal, of restoration in the life of this individual. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you today that we can petition right in your presence, in your throne room, on behalf of anyone who is suffering from seizures. They are now healed. They are now delivered because of the power that you've given to us, the authority and the agreement. You said, if two on earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And we say, amen. So be it. Yes, it's done. It's done. Oh, I just love the fact that our prayers, there are no limits. It can fly across the oceans, right? It can fly around the earth, the earth in seconds, to touch and light upon the need wherever it is. And I'm confident that there is lots of need out there. But God is so huge, he encompasses all of creation all at once. So he can touch any and every set of circumstances, even now. Whatever we ask, it shall be done. Is there an ask out there? Someone has a prayer request. Someone has a praise report. Because God is waiting. We have his attention. We have his ear. He's focused on us right now. He is listening. And therefore we can be bold. Let's be bold and bring forward our requests. Anyone, just voice your request. Don't be bashful. Allow the Lord to move on your behalf. He is waiting, ready, but most importantly, able to meet your need, to meet your situation. He's able to do that. Let's listen in to what he is saying right now. Because prayer is a two-way conversation. And he wants to speak to us even now. Yes. Let's just listen for just a couple of seconds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Once again, we welcome all of our... Someone is getting ready to say something? Anyone? Because you're listening. I was saying, we want to welcome all of our listeners, those that are on live with us and those that will be listening to our stream sometime later. We thank you. And we bless you for taking the time to listen in on what God is doing in the world today. There's a prayer that all of us are very familiar with, I would think, most of us, if not all of us. And it's called the Jabez Prayer. And God is doing something for us. Those that dial in and listen in everywhere, God is doing something in the body of Christ. And we want to breathe and give life to this prayer as concerning us, because God is doing just that. He is enlarging our territory. He's doing something in us that is unprecedented. There's a knowing that is coming now in the body of Christ, in the heart of the believer, of what God is doing here and around the world. We want to pray that prayer. Heavenly Father, we call on you, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be with us, that you would keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. Father, we ask you to grant us what we have requested, the way you did for Jabez, according to 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. Well, God is willing to do just that. Grant our request. There's a gentleman that I met with just on yesterday, and he is struggling to rebuild his life. He came to us from the probation department, and he came to get counseling and anger management. And so I will ask you to lift up this gentleman in prayer. He desires to have his life rebuilt. He claims to know the Lord, because I asked him, and I told him that is the only way that he can build, and build powerfully and effectively. So he's going to be counseling with us. So right now I ask you to agree with me that this man, his life would be centered fully in Christ, and that his life would become a vessel, a reflector of Christ, a container of Christ, one that will pour out itself continually on behalf of the glory of God and for the purposes of his kingdom. Father, we thank you for this gentleman and how you sent him to us. And Father, we pray that we have something to offer. And we know that what we offer is what you gave to us, divine, supernatural deliverance, the power to live for you through Jesus Christ, the power to pray, the ability and privilege of coming before your throne, such as what we're doing right now. And Father, I heard the cry of his heart on yesterday, and it was a cry for help. Now, Father, we beseech you that your help would be poured out like rain in his life, that he would be built up and become powerful in you. He will walk after you as only you can empower. We pray for his family, his wife, who just had a heart attack as well. We pray for her complete recovery and deliverance, and that there would be unity, there would be oneness, even as they walk together in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for placing a hedge, a mighty hedge of protection around him and around them, so that they're protected from the wiles of the one who walks around pretending and roaring like a lion, but is not the lion. So we release the Lion of Judah, none other than Jesus Christ. We give Christ the permission to come in and to take his seat on the throne as the King of Glory, reigning in majesty. We leave this in your hands, Lord, because we know in ourselves we cannot do anything. But we stand because you've enabled us and given us the authority. We stand for what you stand for, and that's restoration, deliverance, and freedom. Peace. In Jesus' name. And all the people, I believe, will say amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's so wonderful on a day like today that we can petition the Lord. We can leave our own private circles and intercede on the behalf of anyone out there that needs it. Amen. Amen. Is there a prayer request? Is an opportunity in our broadcast for a prayer request or a praise report? And I will encourage you to defy the adversary's plan, and his plan is to keep us quiet. But we are going to go forth powerfully. Let us come to our time with the Lord with some petition. It's an awesome privilege to be able to petition him. And we want to make use of all the opportunities that we have in the earth while we yet live, to know that we are thinking about what he's thinking about. We're doing what he wants us to be doing in this season, and that is standing in the gap, interceding. And so let us ask him to put on our hearts a burden, a prayer burden. Let us intentionally ask for that and believe that he would, because he has burdens that he wants to share with us. Now, I took that from the Word. He says, take my yoke, it's easy. My burden is light. So our burdens in the past have been our lives and all the things that's going on in there. And he says, now, I'll give you a burden that supersedes that in terms of importance. So when we meet again, well, it's wonderful to have a youngster on board with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless him. God bless him. In the name of Jesus, may he rise up and be mighty. Mighty in the things of God. May his exposure even now to the things of God just enrich his life. Father, let your Holy Spirit dwell in him early in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for his life. And Father, we install a hedge of protection around him that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to him. Bless him right now. Keep him full of joy. May all his needs be met. In Jesus' name. In Amen. Jesus' name. He's the Amen. First youngster that I'm aware of on our prayer assembly, our prayer program. But today is the day of salvation. And we have just approximately 10 seconds. And I want to pray God's blessing upon you. All of you that are live with us and those that are going to listen to us in the stream. Bless you. God bless you in a mighty way all day today. May your walk be steady and firm and powerful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless you.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Walk in victory.
Peace. thank you so much for being on with us.
Amen.
God bless. God bless you.
Good morning. I saw you fall, but I couldn't answer the phone because I was thinking. I wasn't on the program and hadn't started. The program starts sharp at 6 o'clock every day, right on time. And so I'm a few minutes before, I'm already in the I'm in the studio. I'm already kind of, trying to, you know, I'm listening to the countdown and making sure everything is you shot but you missed. You missed big time. No, it's because I have people online waiting because I can see the you know, my switchboard is lit up. They're waiting as the countdown is going on till counting down to counting up to 6 o'clock. There are people already on the line. They're already in waiting for the program to start. No. When we're on, we're basically mostly praying, unless someone has a praise report, but or a prayer request. That's what we're doing. We're praying. It's 30 minutes of praying. That's the focus of our program. So there are people that want to pray in our region and around the world. This program goes out around the world. Huh? We've been doing this since April. Yes. So it's doing great. We have thousands and thousands of people that are listening because there's some people that can't call in because out of country or something, but they can get the program on their computer so they're listening, and it can get it any time of the day, anywhere. Yeah, like this program that we just got off today, that program in a few minutes will be available to anyone, anywhere, any place, going to our website, can hear that program all over. You can only listen by phone live when the program is happening. But after the program is done, it goes into archives, and you can go and you can click on the third thing that you go. You can click on that. You can hear everything. You can hear everything, but not live. Live, you got to call in. Well, there's nothing like starting your day with prayer. Yeah. I'm up every day. I'm awake by 4:30, and I wash up and then go into prayer, beginning that program. So You're out there? What are you going to do? And if you can have you do many things. You got your day lined up. All you need is a telephone to get on. You don't need a vessel. No, if you use a computer, you're just listening. You're not doing it. Internet. go to, you know how you go to a website? That's exactly it for Halloween. You get on the internet. Yeah, if you don't need to you don't need to have a computer to, although you can, but if you just have a phone, you get on the phone. You dial the number. No, if you got a smartphone, you dial in directly into you dial your phone. You don't even have to have a smartphone. You just dial your phone. Well, that's a whole nother ballgame. I mean, you don't need that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you where you need. Just dial in the number. So if you want to take the number, I will give you the number that you call in.